Hi, this is Chuck Latornis for TrailCamper.com with another of our audio reports. This one is not so much of a trip report as more of a look forward to some of the things that we're excited about coming up in the near future. Fall has hit New Jersey with a vengeance. Temperatures are dropping. The air is crisp and brisk, and the leaves are even starting to turn. It's absolutely my favorite time of the year for camping, and we are going to start things off this weekend with a small trip with a group of Boy Scouts at Echo Hill Park in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Echo Hill is a smallish park or reservation that's perfect for short-term camping for young scouts. It's close enough to home so that if there are problems, weather issues or homesickness issues to be dealt with, it's close enough for parents to come and pick the kids up. Also close enough that the kids get a little comfort and hopefully won't feel the need to go home. We'll be spending the weekend with about 7 scouts, myself and one of the other adult leaders. And we'll be practicing things like camp cooking, knot tying, fire building, of course, always a big favorite with the scouts. On the menu for this weekend, some traditional camping grub, including hot dogs cooked over the open fire, and hamburgers for dinner one night. We'll have some grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup, an evening cracker barrel that we'll enjoy around the campfire, and I've promised to make my very own signature dessert, banana burritos, which are flour tortillas with sliced bananas, peanut butter, and chocolate chips, all rolled up, wrapped in foil, and cooked over the coals of a dying fire until everything gets nice and mushy. And it's just a delicious taste treat, and I promised the kids that I would show them how to make that this weekend. I like fall camping a lot because you don't have a lot of the bug issues to deal with. The weather is just gorgeous for sleeping, cool enough that you can snuggle up in your sleeping bag and enjoy the night. The days are pleasant without getting hot and sweaty and sticky. And we just have a great time on these trips. So we'll be posting a report on that later. Also coming up on TrailCamper.com in the very near future are some reviews of some iPhone apps that are good for taking out on the trail with you, including a terrific GPS application. It simulates a handheld GPS receiver on your iPhone. It's from the folks at Motion X, I believe is the name of the company, and we'll check that out later. It lets you set waypoints, drop breadcrumbs, a good resource for going geocaching, which we hope to do as well. It uses the magnetometer of the iPhone 3GS as a compass. Just a terrific application. We'll look at that a little closer. The same company has also released a turn-by-turn driving direction application for only $3. Now compare that to the $80 to $100 or more that some companies like Navigon and TomTom have come out with, and it seems like a real bargain, but we'll put that through its paces too. Some great camera apps are terrific for taking with you on the trail, including Apple's built-in camera and video recording applications. We'll be trying those out this week as well. And another nice thing for Boy Scout camping trips is the ability to post things remotely from your iPhone onto a troop website. So it kind of gives the parents a little bit of comfort that their boys are all right, especially if it's their first camping trip out with the scout group. That's about it for this time. Hope you'll check in often at TrailCamper.com. And until then, I'm Chuck Latornis. Thanks for listening.